Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Monday, June 14th transmission. And the G7 is the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It is the world government. It is the forced inoculation. It is Satan turned loose upon planet Earth. Here's the latest information.
The G7 was the predictable embarrassment only a Joe Biden could deliver.
I'm going to communicate that there are consequences for violating the sovereignty of democracies.
Complete with moments of raging dementia.
As a health and safety. I'm ably supported by your Royal Highnesses, I think.
Well, it's very dangerous.
I don't think this is
going to
work.
For two hours.
There is a knife there.
What?
There is a knife, it's
worth
it. I know there is.
There's a sword upside down.
Something that is more unusual.
Blessings,
there's our God. Her husband launched a project to exterminate us. We worship him.
This is all the Lord.
Replete with cringeworthy pandemic theatrics from the finest crop of globalist twits in human history. And what did the meeting of social engineers accomplish? Biden and his UK partner in crime, Boris Johnson, have decided to commit to a 15% global minimum tax amid talks of exemptions for China.
Well, this will affect all multinationals, whether they're U.S. multinationals, the German multinationals, Swiss multinationals. And so it really is all sectors around the world. This will cause countries to have to lift tax rates from where they are right now. There's a lot of tariffs being implemented from a penal perspective that maybe would get eliminated because digital services taxes, which are quite controversial, would go. That's part of this arrangement as well, part of the communique.
While G7 countries pledged to donate 1 billion vaccine doses globally by the end of 2022, because as the coronavirus continues to dissipate, it's vital that young people are poisoned at a record pace.
My name is Pamela Goodman, and my 32-year-old stepson, Benjamin, was killed by the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on March 14th, 2021. Within 12 hours, he was dead of a cardiac arrest. Sudden death.
COVID is, I know you all know, but a lot of people may not know what COVID is. That is a system whereby they're going to provide funding for states to be able to get access to vaccines.
First Lady Jill Biden, now openly assuming the foreign policy duties of the Executive Office of the United States, had to get a handle on an adrift Joe Biden aimlessly meandering the G7 grounds. While in a regular momentary lapse of coherence, President Biden disrespectfully loathed the thought of returning back to the country he claims to represent, where until recently a booming economy had just attained energy independence, only to have that squandered and delivered back to the globalists and flushed down the Bidenomics toilet.
Thank you.
The Mockingbird media would have us all believe that Biden has returned the United States back to its former glory with his G7 fiasco.
We can work together with Russia, for example, in Libya. We should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic assistance. I mean, vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. And by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way: the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there, and as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people.
All right, see the rest of the report at G7 Pushes Mass Extermination at freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv. Back in 60 seconds.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
They come to take your life. Honor the dead of night. You see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate and die. Oh, it will be those that brought us into the world government that will be destroyed. You've been dying since the day you were born. You need no confession now. Because now you've got some company. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us where they've announced the permanent lockdown, as we told you they would, designed to totally destroy the economy and bring the public to their knees so they'll be given universal basic incomes that come with forced medical experimentation, sterilization, and death. Just as I told you 10,000 times at least, the last 27 years was the master plan. And then Max Kaiser has huge world economic news, very smart cookie, on the strategic globalist plan to bankrupt everyone so all the quadrillions of fake currency they've created can be used to buy everything up. They want to bankrupt you to get rid of the real economy, what's left of it. People are ready to listen to the truth. We'll be breaking it down coming up in the second hour. Then we have a great lady joining us who is the PolishAmericanBrotherhood.com, one of the main leaders of that organization. She expose the forced inoculation centers where if you don't have your inoculation, you can't go into the public park now. She's going to be popping in as well. And then we've got Jennifer Bridges, who is leading the fight all over the country, all over the world. Federal judges ruled against her, but she's going to keep fighting on with the appeal, saying you can be fired if you don't take the experimental Nuremberg Code violating injection. She will be joining us from Houston, Texas, nurse from Houston Methodist fighting mandatory vaccines. Here's a headline about her out of Texas Monthly. She's leading the fight against mandatory vaccines in Texas. She also happens to be a nurse. So that is all coming up. And that's the other lady you see on screen that's coming on about New York and what she witnessed as well. And again, a lot of times if you're radio listeners, you will notice that I'm talking about things I see on screen. That's because we're simulcasting. Radio show that I've been doing 27 years now for over 20 years, simulcast on television. The crew does a great job, but I don't really direct them. So sometimes they'll be pulling something up that I just talked about, and then it'll be lined up with something that's currently I'm talking about, and that can create confusion. Not their fault, just part of the weirdness of the show. So that's why you'll hear occasionally me update what's on screen. For a radio listener, you're not watching, and so there's not that little that little issue or paradox if you're a radio listener versus a TV viewer. Okay. Let me just say this right now. We're in a war. There are powerful financial interests that want to control the future. They believe there's too many people. They believe people are lazy and stupid. They want to get rid of the population. They've developed a plan to do it. To break up the family, to confuse the population, to dumb us down, to promote mental illness, to drug the population with all forms of antipsychotics that actually make you psychotic and antidepressants that make you mentally ill and amphetamines of every type that are wrecking civilization. And now they're coming in with all the breakdown. They're penalizing workers. They're creating racism. They're creating new segregation systems. They're doing this because they're waging war on civilization. Because they want to break down the civilization that's free and open and independent compared to the one they're bringing in that is based on draconian censorship, domination, and control. And so if you don't realize that they're at war with you using pestilence, disease, using war, using famine, using social control and mental illness, then you haven't read their own writings and their own admissions. That said, it almost becomes redundant here, and there is a paradoxical issue that as we reel off the famous people that have died, the actors, the sports people, the models, the leaders, both young and old, that are dying from the vaccines, and then we see a 100-plus-fold increase in the number of deaths being reported of the adverse vaccine reaction system, same in Europe, not just here, and India as well, it becomes paradoxical because you just become desensitized to learning about all the death and destruction. Your brain can't handle it, so it starts tuning it out. And that's really their plan. Okay, they accepted hundreds of millions of autistic boys from the injections. Now we'll just kill hundreds of millions with a prion-growing injection that begins farming your body, using your body as a farm to have your cells create deadly crystals that multiply over time and finally kill you in an incredibly debilitating, excruciating fashion. Using your own immune system against yourself. And that is the place we're at. I have a bunch of new prestigious studies. I have Nobel Prize winners, chief scientists, at major pharma companies all saying it. It is just incredible. At a certain point, if you just talk about this, what does it do? It just becomes another article, another story where it's confirmed. And obviously the people that took these injections did it because they were afraid. They did it because they wanted to conform. They did it because they wanted to virtue signal. They're the exact type of follower psychologically that will not admit to themselves they've really been preyed on. Because they didn't just buy a fake lottery ticket. They didn't just buy a lemon car. They didn't just get ripped off. They got hurt really, really bad. And their slow death is going to then weigh down civilization and finally cause the collapse of civilization, which the Cloward and Piven program and others call for. Now, the good news is a lot less people are taking the deadly shots than they're even saying. They thought they'd have 90% injection by now. Some of their blue areas, the brainwashed fools, they've got about half injected. But they've been exaggerating the numbers for 3 or 4 months, saying they're at 50%. And so the good news is that as many as they wanted to take the soft kill weapon have not done it. It's still going to be a civilization collapsing event that you're already seeing accelerate right now with defund the police, have homeless everywhere, ship fentanyl in, cover up the identity of murderers everywhere, Democrats, and also in the UK, the Labour Party's calling for legalization of rape, if it's against white people. I'm not joking, I have the article right here, I'm not joking. All of this is done to just create total disintegration of society. And then you add to that, Biden's out of his mind now, but so he starts saying what he's been briefed on, they shouldn't be briefing him, and he's like, you know, the COVID project we're running, the thing we've got taking over everything, and soon all the hospital beds will be full of Alzheimer's patients. And he's the perfect mascot to the end of America under a biological chemical attack of our brains. So they've already got the average leftist totally confused, totally shut down, totally manipulated, totally away from God, completely lost. And now what do you do once you have a lamb lost and blind and deaf and dumb? Well, you lead it to the wolves. And so that's where we are now. So let me just tell you what's here in front of us. This is a major journal. It's a major German report, International Journal of Infectious Diseases, International Society for Infectious Diseases, conducted by a major institute in Germany, first case post-mortem study in a patient vaccinated against SARS, COVID. And the person was vaccinated but still died of COVID later. But they called it COVID when their entire body's organs were filled with prions or mad cow disease. So this isn't mad cow disease that kills you over 6 months. This kills you in a matter of days as your brain, heart, and lungs liquefy under the bio attack. Your body's turned into a farm, it grows crystals, and you die. Bill Gates wins.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Max Kaiser is a former top stockbroker, really smart guy. He's going to be joining us in the next hour to break down why the globalists are doing all this. Well, from an economic perspective, they've created thousands of trillions of fake dollars, thousands of trillions of euros, thousands of trillions of yen and yuans. They admit this. I mean, they've sold per mortgage 50, 60, 100 times that mortgage out and then used those fake quadrillions, thousands of trillions, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more money than is really in the real world, real assets. But people still have their houses. They still have their cars. They still have their airplanes. They still have their businesses. They still have their restaurants. They still have their schools. They still have their ranches. They still have their little factories, their auto repair shops. They still have their dance studios. They still have their movie theaters. They still have their bars. They still have their gyms. So you tell them, lock down. And you say it's 15 days. And then now they've announced, okay, the internal documents came out. Boris Johnson said it's true. It's 5 years. We're going to never let you have your small business open for 5 years. There's a new variant of COVID, which they just made up. It's all made up. And we know that. The PCR test, how they run the whole thing. It's a total criminal assault. But it's done by a bunch of dopey-looking people telling you they're politically incorrect, so the left goes along with it. And now, national study out, 70-plus percent of Democrats, same numbers in Europe, Labor Party, liberals, say they want forced inoculation and never to open again. Because they get to stay home and they get welfare for now. And they feel like they're part of the power structure. So it's not just that Bill Gates is your doctor now. The average leftist wants to put a Bill Gates UN global government gene therapy in you. What a cult. They want to wear their mask forever. They've turned London into London Stand. They've turned New York into New York Stand. They're turning the whole world into a place where you show your act of submission to their cult. And where it leads you is total destruction. So that's how major brokerage firms are paying 50%, 100% more for small single-family dwellings all across the world because they're taking all that inflationary money they've got first use of and then putting it into pure inflation when every policy of a free and open country is to have cheap housing for families so you have families. China subsidizes families now and says, well, they want you to have three children. But here, they don't want you to have children, and all the newspapers are how bad it is to have them. So when there's this collapse in civilization and so many people sick from the poison inoculations, there'll be no one to take care of all the sick, and we'll have to bring in euthanasia, and you'll just say, where'd that homeless guy go? Where'd that criminal go? They'll all be killed. But see how they created the self-fulfilling prophecy to establish that benchmark. And that's really the plan, and I've read their writings. Hell, it's all out in the open now. So that's why it's paradoxical. Make people lazy, dumb them down, give them drugs, give them alcohol, tell them not to work. Then bring in a system where if you want that money, though, you got to take this shot. That's always been their holy grail. I didn't just start saying it 16 months ago. I've been saying they're going to cause a societal collapse with a virus scare and with the inoculation that actually sterilizes you and or kills you. And now it's doing both. So let's just run through these headlines. I've got Greg Reese doing a big report on this right now. International Journal of Infectious Diseases. First case of post-mortem study in patent in patient vaccinated against SARS-CoV-2. And describes in the prestigious German publication that put the International Society for Infectious Diseases that every organ in the body but the liver and the sinus cavity of all places had rot holes all in it and had been basically eaten by the virus. The lungs, the heart, the arteries, the cardiovascular, the guts, the brain, everything had holes eaten in it by the vaccinated man. And what did they say he died from? That's why the Institute got his body and proved it wasn't true. COVID-19. And everybody I talk to, nurses and doctors now, we got one coming on third hour, says the people they see coming in and dying of COVID and testing positive, because it shows the massive protein that's in COVID, because your body produces it. And they're dying of the COVID inoculation, and they're calling it COVID-19. But they're not hyping it up. Incredible information, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just look at a smattering of other headlines here. YouTube censors Dr. Norchasm, a retired cardiac surgeon with a PhD in immunology, for misinformation when he said young people should not take these shots, that the proteins in them are causing cardiovascular problems, which most of these vaccines are banned in other countries because they're causing that. And all the white papers say it, and the literature, but you see, Google says they only take orders from a fact-checking group at the Wuhan laboratory run by Peter Daszak on record. That's right. So, criminal cover-up, just like U.S. Senator had experts in the Senate hearing about this. And, oh, talking about the lab origin, you're still not allowed to. A U.S. Senator showing us that big tech is the real power, and Congress does nothing. AstraZeneca COVID jab should be halted for people over 60. The European Medical Alliance Safety Committee identified another rare blood condition now becoming common after people taking AstraZeneca vaccine said it was examining cases of heart inflammation and after inoculation. And what did Israel say? And what did all of them have shown the same thing? But if you try to talk about it, well, Google doesn't let you. This is why Paul Joseph Watson is joining us next segment. UK already planning to extend lockdowns before first extension even announced. See how that works? Suicide attempts rose among adolescent girls during pandemic, ER admits. Americans find another point of polarization. A poll shows 79% of Democrats support employers forcing workers to get COVID-19 jabs. The liberals are your doctor now, and they're in your bedroom. And they're telling your kids about sex. They run you. They are control freaks. College to charge unvaccinated students $1,500 health and safety fee. That's fine students. College to fine students. That's at EuropeWars.com. And another big enchilada. Exclusive. Defector provides evidence that the Chinese military orchestrated the creation of the COVID-19 and the lab leak on purpose. Yeah. Red State's got a powerful article on that. Italy halts the use of AstraZeneca vaccine in those under 60 and others after they find new data that it's causing heart attacks. But see, that's it even in the precious New York Times. But Google doesn't allow you to talk about it, or even this out of a CBS News. The FDA reportedly forced J&J to scrap 60 million doses of its COVID vaccine. But that's okay. Judge dismisses lawsuit followed by Houston hospital employees who refuse COVID-19 vaccines or be fired. Wow. That's all coming up. Please don't forget, we can't stay on air unless you support us. We've got great products you need. Hundreds of great T-shirts, hundreds of great books, dozens and dozens of great films and amazing supplements, air filtration, water filtration, and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And this next weekend, the free shipping and double Patriot points that we have on our new trifecta of products boost your body's defenses with the vitamin D, with calcium, the whole food multivitamin, and the vitamin C and zinc, all super organic high doses. Those are 40% off together with free shipping, double Patriot points. That ends this weekend. Please take advantage of that. Without your support, we won't be here. Plus, everybody needs this town more than ever to defend ourselves from the globalists.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it, 25% off. And then Vitamin D3 plus Calcium Gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and Calcium Gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Boris Johnson has become quite the globalist, or maybe he always was, the former mayor of London. But as I said over a year ago, they're never going to turn loose of these lockdowns. They want a permanent global social credit score. They want to track you with vaccine passports. And myself and Paul Watson and others all said that 16 months ago. So when you see what Boris Johnson's doing, that's the UN. That's the IMF. That's the World Bank that want these systems. Borders wide open, but internal checkpoints. And so Boris Johnson has basically come out now and said, oh, we were supposed to open up in late June. Now we may have to postpone that because of a deadly Delta variant that spreads 60% faster and all this made-up garbage. They've exaggerated it all 100-1. But the reason this is important is what you see in Canada, what you see in Australia, what you see in Europe, what you see in the UK is what they want to do here. And Johnson said 6 months ago, chillingly, when I am the head, which he was becoming then, of the G7 on the rotating seat for a year, which he is now, just have the G7 there in the UK, beautiful coastline. He said, I will take directives from Bill Gates on everything medical. So really, Bill Gates is not just the prime minister of the UK right now. I mean, Johnson said this. It's in the headlines. He is the medical doctor for Europe. And, well, I guess the G7 members, the U.S. is part of it. So this is so important to point this out. Paul Joseph Watson, you're right in the middle of it. You live in London. Give us the latest on this incredible development.
The latest, Alex, is that despite the fantastic vaccine rollout, which they're calling the greatest in Europe, while other countries in Europe start to lift their restrictions, we're being told now, as we predicted all along, that the June 21st Freedom Day, as it was dubbed by the media, will not be happening. He's going to give an announcement in about 25 minutes' time, saying that it will be delayed for another month. We've already had ministers in the government preparing people, getting out ahead of the narrative, saying that this will just be the first delay, and the delays, the lack of lifting of restrictions, is likely to continue into August, into September. And that's key, because as I point out in the article I wrote earlier, which is UK already planning to extend lockdown before first extension even announced, they've set themselves on this narrative, Alex, that we've got this third wave of COVID, despite the fact that literally, according to the official records, which I'm going to get into later, if we have the chance as to why they're completely wrong.
And by the way, in your article, the UK government admits mind control. They're using mind control.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into that. So two people over the past 28 days, official records, have died of COVID. We've had days when zero people have died. The people getting infected with this Indian variant are young people. They don't even have to go to hospital. In most cases, it's very mild. Yeah, they're telling us, Alex, we're in a situation now where we had more freedom in July 2020 than we're going to have in July 2021, despite the fact that we've got this miraculous vaccine, despite the fact that the vast majority of over 50s have been inoculated with this miraculous vaccine. We have less freedom in July 2021 than we had last year. So we're going backwards. The numerous lockdowns that they've imposed upon us have not worked because we have to have more and more. Again, kind of brings you to the point that these lockdowns aren't about controlling the virus. They're about these extremists in government that have taken over the British Parliament, these sage advisers, drunk on power, refusing to ever give up control. And you mentioned the article there about them admitting using mind control. This came out in the Telegraph. We did a story about it. They literally spoke to the scientists who are responsible for advising the government a couple of months ago now on the first lockdown, and it's all the same people now, by the way. They admitted using, quote, mind control. This sounds like an endgame conspiracy theory, right? No, these were their own words. Mind control and, quote, the weaponization of behavioral psychology to force Brits into total compliance with lockdown. And it's the same people, Alex, saying the same thing today, justifying this latest lockdown. So what they're going to do is, I'm going to go back to that in a second, but they want to extend this narrative of the third wave to September. So it brings us to the autumn winter flu season. So when all those flu deaths come back into play later this year, they can include those in the official coronavirus death total. So then they can say, oh, we just need to lock down again. We need to protect the NHS because it's becoming overwhelmed because it's winter. We have the flu deaths. So we just need to do one more lockdown to save the NHS, to save Christmas, which is exactly the same thing they said last year.
That's the key, is they recycle because they know that people have lost their long-term memory, and even short-term, they recycle the same lies. And Schwab is, as you know,
on TV saying, this was our plan, this is to cut carbon, it's a great success, now we're going to have the fourth industrial revolution, we've made them so angry, it's so hard on the public, they will now accept the universal guaranteed income, which is the total domestication, and then they can completely force these poisonous inoculations. I mean, this is a diabolical admitted plan by them. And then why do you think Schwab and others and the Rockefeller protege Bill Gates, why are they so public at the academic level about what they're doing, but then meanwhile lie to us on the news why it's happening?
Because they know the truth only comes out in polls and in private studies and in books published by lockdown skeptics. And their fear-mongering, Alex, has worked. Oh, by the way, 29%, nearly a third of this Indian variant, the Delta variant that has occurred in the United Kingdom recently, is from people being infected who have had two doses of the vaccine. Oh, so the vaccine doesn't quite work correctly. The agenda that's going to happen is that they're going to push this into autumn, winter. Then there's going to be somewhat of an upswell amongst especially young people. You know, absolute fury.
And they're going to blame the unvaccinated, saying it's our fault.
They're going to blame the unvaccinated. That's exactly what Tony Blair advocated last week. He said we need to create a two-tier society, basically, but not discriminate against anyone. So it comes to the stage where, oh, yes, you've got your freedoms back if you've taken the vaccine. If you haven't, well, it's not mandatory. You just don't get to see your grandparents. You don't get to socialize.
Well, that's what Blair said. He said we need to lock people up that don't take it, which the UN has been saying for a year and a half is the end game goal, to go into homes and, quote, take people out of them that have it. They just set the PCR computer the size of I did it at Joe Rogan's for a show. At the size of a credit card reader, they stick it in your nose. Now to go to the park in New York City, Paul, open public parks, they have PCR readers. I mean, this is illegal. This is science fiction dystopia.
And we talk about behavioral manipulation, which is what they admitted to doing. You know, I saw that we had the hottest day of the year in the UK today and slightly under yesterday, but I saw, again, a woman wearing two face masks on the hottest day of the year. I mean, when are people going to start running into breathing difficulties? But you're wearing two masks.
Well, I went to the local
outside
grocery store, HEB, this weekend to literally get some milk and orange juice. 75% of people were wearing masks. Most of them were wearing double masks. And I had a woman confront me at the checkout stand. She was buying her food. She goes, I wish these people would wear their mask. I wish these people would care about others. And I just said, lady, it gives you bacterial pneumonia. It doesn't protect you. The virus goes right through it. What you need, and she goes, oh, please, leave me alone. And I said, you're the one running off your stupid mouth. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, they're victims of the cult. They're victims of psychological weaponization of behavioral psychology, mind control. Not my words, the words of the very scientists advising the government, to the point now where you've got someone wearing two masks outside. The cases in Texas plummeted after they got rid of all the mask mandates, same in South Dakota. Then you get Spain, for example. My parents live in Spain. I talked to them yesterday. Still the law to wear masks outside, everywhere. It's like 86, 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, but they've extended the curfew, Alex, past 10 p.m. Apparently the coronavirus goes to bed at 10 p.m. And they've given us that slither of freedom. They've opened the nightclubs. Thing is, no dancing allowed in the nightclubs. Like, why do people go to nightclubs? They're allowing them to sit in tables.
This is all an exercise in martial law to see what we'll put up with. I want to ask Paul Watson where he sees this going, what we do to stop it. There is a lot of resistance mounting, even in the UK, where people have become very, very...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paul Joseph Watson joins us from the UK, where he's lived his whole life, born there. The bubble has shut down the steel mills where he and his family work. Moved to London. Now that's under martial law for 16 months. And now they're saying it's never going to end. And if anybody dies of the flu, in fact, it was on KXAN this morning. I caught it. I meant to go find it on their site and get it on the show. But if it's a talking point, you'll see it everywhere. And they're announcing, oh, we need permanent masks and lockdowns for the flu and for pneumonia because that kills more than COVID. So they're just introducing this ninnying insane fear as if masks protect us and just bringing in permanent martial law, Paul. What do we do about this?
Well, for a start, as Fauci admitted in his emails back near the start of last year, the virus particle is smaller than the holes in the mask, completely useless. And in fact, if you look at European countries, France, Germany, Spain, the cases skyrocketed after they mandated the masks. So if anything, they're making things worse. What we do about it in the UK, and which is starting to happen, hopefully, one is mass civil disobedience. Ignore all the mandates. It's completely totalitarian, as the government advisors themselves admitted. Business owners, the hospitality industry, are threatening to sue the government because hundreds of thousands of restaurants and pubs have closed. Andrew Lloyd Webber, the theatre director and producer, is saying he's willing to get arrested to open up at full 100% capacity. There's a rebellion on the Tory backbenches, so they're going to have a vote. So there are different methods for the government to resist it, the ones who actually believe in freedom. We resist it by complete, total non-compliance. And we resist it by calling out these totalitarian mind control behavioral psychologists, these extremists who have literally taken control of the government. Going back to what we said, there was a poll today, Alex, on the back of this news that the lockdown is going to be extended. 71% of English adults support delaying the lifting of the lockdown for 4 weeks. And of course, we know it's not going to be 4 weeks. It's going to be months and months on end, if not forever. That's because the government has set this precedent whereby at the drop of the hat, under any justification, including climate lockdowns, a deadly flu season, new variants, whatever, that they can eviscerate our freedom. We have total lack of respect for the importance of freedom in this country and in America. It's become a throwaway concept. Existing is not living. We need to push that message. But also the key is to expose these government advisors. And I'll give you an example. And there's a video that I uploaded a couple of hours ago, which maybe you can play later on in the show. And it was a UK government advisor, not an epidemiologist, not a virus scientist, a behavioral scientist called Susan Michie, who is literally, her entire expertise is in manipulating the public through propaganda and public relations into complying with government mandates. She's part of the Wellcome Institute, the Wellcome Trust, again, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, obviously. Vast investments in pharmaceuticals.
That work, for those that don't know, to silence early on anyone criticizing the official COVID narrative.
Yeah, including those Chinese scientists who said it had human-to-human transmission, who were put in prison or killed or mysteriously disappeared, censored by Facebook, by the same guy who was overseeing the cover-up at the Wuhan lab. But this Susan Michie, and I've included a couple of examples of this in the video, she literally gave an interview where she said that these mask mandates, this social distancing, she was asked when it's going to end. She said, never. It's going to continue forever. This is a woman who garnered the nickname Anti-Stalin because she's a Communist Party member, a communist hardliner. She's advising the British government. But what's key about it, and I provide two examples of this because there's another one, after she says the mandates, the lockdowns are going to continue forever, she lets out a little chuckle, a little laugh. And this is key. Every time you see one of these government scientists, behavioral scientists who advise the government on lockdown, advocate for forever perma-state, biosecurity police state in the West, they laugh after they say it.
Give folks the headline so my crew can grab it again. It's not their fault. We've had like 100 clips since Friday. We actually played the clip on Friday and on Saturday, and she looks like a cartoon character with so much pleasure. There she is on the left, the old redheaded lady. Yeah. And it's just so bizarre to see classic authoritarianism, but so many times it's delivered by like old nerd women.
Yeah, it's like ant wines and cat ladies. Because again, the point has been made, these people, Alex, literally have no lives. Their friends all hate them. They want to stay indoors. They're the curtain twitchers who want to lecture everyone else and don't want anyone else to live. There was another one called Dr. Richard Taylor who was asked, when are we going to get back to normal life? When is this ever going to end? He said, quote, the virus, this is when we're going to get back to normal, according to him, Dr. Richard Taylor, when the virus is no longer spreading and it's not going round the rest of the world. That's literally never. That's never going to be
because they picked the coronavirus.
No,
and let's explain to all the trendies that went along and said, take your shot, wear your mask. It'll end this. You've been the schmucks. Now it's permanent. Now it never ends because you submitted. Your job goes away. That's why going to the bar goes away. That's why going to the game goes away. I mean, this is so obvious, Paul. People need to say no. People wanted to come to the West because we were against this activity. And look at all the authoritarian countries like Pakistan and others saying, we're turning your SIM cards off if you haven't had the injections, or India making people wear skull and crossbones around their necks. I mean, this is an orgy for every authoritarian state in the world.
In countries like Malaysia and India, they literally torture people in the street if they're caught not wearing a face mask. Maybe that's next for us. But this Dr. Richard Taylor, again, he was asked when it's going to end. He basically said never. And then he said, quote, sadly, it can't be forever. And then he laughed. So he's literally lamenting the fact that there's a possibility this scientific dictatorship may have to at some point relinquish control. And again, these are all government.
And then you did a new video today that's at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and your site, Summit.News, where you explain the rulers versus the slaves. With the Queen and all of them at G7, they're not wearing masks. They only wear that when they're out at a public event with us. And the sign is, you're dirty, you're bad, we're not. I mean, this is a new caste system, but instead of Islam where the women wear the burqas, we all wear the burqas unless we're royalty.
Well, this is the point. The people who can afford to be locked down and violate the rules on a whim, by the way, we did a story about elites, rich elites in Paris, where all these private underground elitist restaurants have been set up where they can still go. By the way, at the very height of the lockdown in Paris, where they were still going, paying thousands of euros per head to meet with these other elitists while everyone else is locked down, they can all afford to be in that situation, even to a semi-degree. The working class, the people who actually have to work and get jobs, the hospitality industry decimated, all these other industries decimated, domestic abuse spiking massively. We've had a doubling of suicide attempts amongst people aged 5.
Well, Paul, totally right. Let's go further. Talk about the new royalty. Big tech and these billionaires on average have 20,000, 50,000 acre farms and ranches with sprawling helicopter pads, private airfields, 50 bedroom houses. They love the lockdown because when they then travel around the world, no one's there. They were all going to Hawaii. They were all going to Nepal. They were traveling everywhere while we were locked down, bragging about it.
Oh, yeah, but they've still got their slave class, their imported migrants who will still be made to wear the mask. Meanwhile, they do their silly photo ops with the cringe elbow greeting. They do their socially distanced photo op at G7. Meanwhile, Alex, they're having massive barbecue parties. They're having massive lobster parties. Macron is basically, you've seen the clip, he's basically spitting in Joe Biden's mouth. I would say Biden was probably a vulnerable individual.
They all do it. They all do it. Paul, stay there and do 5 more minutes with us. Paul Joseph Watson, always kicking butt. Over at Summit.News and contributing at Infowars.com. And, of course, he has his own page at Band.Video. But you can't share the URL from Band.Video on Twitter or Facebook. You've got to share the newest URL that gets around all of it and takes you all the sublinks, and that is FreeWorldNews.TV. Before we go back to Paul, I want to just invite listeners to go to InfowarsStore.com. And we have one more week left until Sunday on the free shipping on select items and double Patriot points on the new immune system boosting trifecta. We have the vitamin C with an 1,100% dose, the Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling recommended from an organic, high-quality source with the zinc. We have the D3 with the calcium, highest quality, and a whole food multivitamin, meaning it's all from concentrated plants and herbs. None of it is synthetic. These are high-end, expensive to produce, but instead of having a 5%, I mean, 5 times markup like most people do, we don't even have any of that. So when we sell at these low prices, it's an insane deal. This is high-end stuff at a very low price, 40% off with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your purchase that makes that possible. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film while you're at it, InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, another big sale we've launched, 60% off, even though it's selling out, on Survival Shield, because I want you to try it and experience tri-iodine power. 60% off Survival Shield, InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813.
813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.